Hey, we're back, and we've been talking about Jimmy Buffett and some of the life and business lessons that I have learned from Jimmy over the years, just by watching his life and his lifestyle. So I call this lesson, I Get By With a Little Help from My Friends. This is episode 17.
Welcome to the Design a Business You Love podcast, where we explore work anywhere strategies for artists, authors, and entrepreneurs. Here's your host, Kimberly Design Love.
The Beatles have a great song called With a Little Help from My Friends, and that's the inspiration behind this lesson from Jimmy Buffett's life, which is all about collaboration. Getting a little help from our friends, the power of collaboration. You know, one of the most amazing aspects of Jimmy Buffett's career was his innate ability to foster collaboration and bring together diverse talents to create something truly special. It's kind of like a musical potluck where everyone brings their unique flavors, and the result is an unforgettable feast for the senses. This lesson is all about the power of collaboration, and it's one of my personal favorites. So picture this. It's 2003, and Jimmy Buffett and Alan Jackson have just won the Vocal Event of the Year award at the Country Music Awards. Now, instead of resting on his laurels, Jimmy does something remarkable. He invites fellow artists to Florida to join him in recording music. And guess what? This collaborative spirit gave birth to one of my all-time favorite albums, License to Chill. This record is a testament to the incredible power of seeking support from your peers to fuel your creative endeavors. Now let's talk about some of the incredible artists Jimmy collaborated with on License to Chill. We're talking about the likes of Kenny Chesney, Martina McBride, Clint Black, Toby Keith, just to name a few. It's like a dream team of voices coming together to create musical magic. So for us fellow creators, this is a shining example of how collaboration can elevate your work to new heights. Here's why this lesson is a game changer. First, diversity amplifies creativity. When you collaborate with others, especially those with diverse talents and perspectives, it's like adding different colors to your creative palette. Each contributor brings their unique strengths, experiences, and ideas, enriching the final product. Second, complementary skills. Just like a band with various instruments, collaborators often possess complementary skills. They fill in the gaps you might have and enhance the overall quality of the project. Number three, shared resources. Collaborations can provide access to resources and networks you might not have on your own. It opens the doors to opportunities, exposure, and experiences that can catapult your career. Number four, mutual support. Creative partnerships aren't just about work. They're about building a support system. Your collaborators become your cheerleaders, offering encouragement and motivation during the creative journey. Number five, learning and growth. Working with others can be a tremendous learning experience. You gain insights, techniques, and knowledge that can expand your skill set and inspire new ideas. But here's the thing, collaboration isn't just about what you can get, it's about what you can give. It's about being open to the ideas, contributions of others, and it's about creating an environment where everyone's creativity can shine. Whether you're an artist looking to collaborate with fellow creators, an author seeking co-writers, or an entrepreneur considering partnerships, remember the magic of working together. Jimmy Buffett and his dream team of musicians showed us that sometimes when you bring your friends along for the ride, the results can be pure creative paradise. Before we go today, I want you to remember that I have a free gift for you called Discover Your Passion, Discover Your Purpose. You can find that over at designabusinessyoulove.com. So, my fellow dreamers and doers, how can you embrace the power of collaboration? Seek out those talented souls who resonate with your vision and together create something extraordinary.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Design a Business You Love podcast. If you enjoyed listening, please click the subscribe or follow button on your favorite podcast player. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep creating, and keep designing a business that you love.